The long-awaited spring has come to Bulgaria, but instead of spending a sunny day in the parks, some 20,000 Bulgarians took to the streets in many cities throughout the country to protest the skyrocketing fuel prices.
We want to be heard loud and clear. The genocide toward us, the poorest Bulgarians, has to stop. This situation is unbearable.
Bulgarians are declared by the European Commission Statistics Service the poorest EU citizens, with estimated incomes 6 times below the EU average. They call outrageous the fact that premium diesel on their domestic market currently costs over 2.5 Bulgarian levs or 1.4 euros per liter. This is higher than in Spain, Poland, Slovenia, Estonia, for instance, which are significantly wealthier than Bulgaria.
We are worried about these trends. I have ordered the establishment of a special governmental unit to monitor markets and investigate against cartel deals.
Officials insist the sharp rise in fuel prices is due to the unrest in some major exporters of oil, such as Libya and Saudi Arabia. But experts say that the fuel supplies currently on the market have been imported way before this crisis, and point out that prices are actually influenced by the excise duties and the value-added taxes imposed by the government.
The public trust toward this government has dropped dramatically to only 21%. The Prime Minister needs to impose real measures to improve the economy. With this idea to monitor markets, he will scratch only the tip of the iceberg.
According to a new survey, 44% of all Bulgarians have tightened their spending carefully, 48% to a certain extent, and only 8% have retained their purchasing power. This woman says people are on the street because they are tired of empty promises made by the authorities and simply don't want to live in deepening misery. This is a serious message for the officials, with just few months to go before the crucial presidential elections. People in Bulgaria are obviously infuriated. In another development, hundreds practically shut down the center of Sofia with their vehicles.
The National Association of Bulgarian Carriers says the situation on the fuel markets is out of control. They are firm that if this protest doesn't lead to effective decrease of fuel prices, they will paralyze Sofia with hundreds of trucks on the streets in the upcoming days. Ivailo Spasov, Press TV, Sofia.